In Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Lord wanted to convey this to Israel as they were going to embark on a new society. Deuteronomy 6 and verses 4 and 5, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Jehovah was quite emphatic about what he wanted out of these people. And what he wanted from them was no less of anything that he'd ever wanted in the past from man, or anything less than what he wants from us tonight. To love him with every ounce of our being. How do you do that? How do we demonstrate our love to God as we seek to practice Christianity in its truest and purest form? By loving our fellow man. That's how we demonstrate our love for God, by our treatment of others. In Micah chapter 6, in the days of Micah, the people were far away from the Lord. And they had become very unethical in their behavior. Immorality all around. And they did some very terrible things in their treatment of one another. They took advantage of each other. They looked upon the marginalized as a means whereby they could get ahead. Does that sound familiar to you? Taking advantage of the least among them. So in verses 6 through 8, the question is asked, "Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God?" How shall we present ourselves before God? How do you do that? "Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" Well, I mean, didn't the Lord require of Israel that they go through and perform all of the ceremony and protocol of the law of Moses? Isn't that what God wanted? Yes, in part, that's what he wanted. But what was the law designed and intended to do, ladies and gentlemen? It was designed and intended to shape the hearts and minds of the Israelites. And they had clearly missed that entirely. And that was a generational problem. You get down to the time in which Jesus lived, and that's what the Pharisees failed to recognize. What Jesus does in his teaching is he indicates to us that both protocol and ethics are equally important in our salvation. Well, so what if you do all of what the law requires of you? You're supposed to do that. But what about your behavior? What about your practice of justice? What about how you would extend mercy? What about humility? Doesn't God care about that? Oh. You mean Christianity is more than just assembling with the saints a couple of times a week? It's more than just a few acts of worship? Yes, it's more than that. Much more than that. Christianity is about shaping our hearts. And God, since time immemorial, has tried to do that in the way he has interacted with us. In John chapter 17, Jesus prays in John 17 with the apostles, and it is a significant chapter in your New Testament. It is a lengthy prayer. It is the longest recorded prayer of Jesus. And what intensifies the words of that prayer is the fact he was about to die. And as we know, dying men don't typically waste their words. If you want insight into the heart of your Savior, read John 17. The last of what he says in verses 25 and 26, "O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." Well, how was the love of God? The same love that was characteristic of the relationship between the Father and the Son. How is that supposed to be on display? It is in the treatment of one another. It is no coincidence that just a few sentences before that, he's praying about unity. God calls on us to love him and our fellow man. You cannot read your Bible, you cannot come to know Jesus without coming to that conclusion. The meaning of Christianity has at its moral and ethical foundation love. Christianity also has at its meaning sacrifice. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 14, in explaining this, Paul indicates Christ died for us. Love, ladies and gentlemen, leads to sacrifice. Love is what prompts and motivates sacrifice. God certainly sacrificed. God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. That indicates sacrifice. Well, what did he give? Well, he gave his only begotten Son. He could not have given more. He could not have given better. And because of that, his giving was sacrificial giving. Giving that this world knows very little about. Giving that you and I in our affluent society know very little about. Of course, Christ sacrificed. He sacrificed a great deal. As is even indicated by Jesus there in John chapter 3, trying to explain his purpose in coming to Nicodemus, Romans chapter 5 and verse